What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day, lovers. We've captured a man in the clubhouse.
Yeah,
he's wearing a leather blazer, and he's got a nice man, a good head of hair.
Ralph Garman.
Oh, when you accept this rose into your world,
accept this rose into your world. Happy Valentine's Day, lovers. My name is Arda Marine. Welcome to a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? What a week. I am here with my platonic lover, my lady companion.
Hello, lover.
My lady friend, Erin Foley. How are you today, Erin?
Good to be here. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day. You look lovely.
I showered and tried with my hair. Wow.
I tried with my hair. I did not shower. But I will shower later, but it's not... It hasn't happened yet today.
Doesn't matter. We're in a dark recording studio.
Oh, and, God.
You don't want to wash away those pheromones either.
I got to put it out there. I got to put my inky spray all over this comic book
wow.
store. With me to my left, a man who needs no introduction, but I'm going to give it to him. He's really a very important. I'm going to say that you are the sexy father figure of the Will You Accept This Rose podcast. Like,
wow.
You're wise. You're like the wise man. You're a voice of reason in a world of chaos. Will you please give it up for my platonic lover, Ralph Garman, everybody?
You're a platonic whore. You've got a lot of platonic lovers.
I've got a lot of lovers. You know what? I've got a lot of love to give Ralph. You are the host of Hollywood Babylon. You are on K-Rock.
I am.
You talk about The Bachelor a lot on K-Rock.
Yeah, we do a weekly recap. Also.
Have you ever mentioned our silly podcast?
I haven't.
You know what? Good for you.
But I tweet it out all the time.
You're so good about it. People love when you're on.
Well, I love being on, so thanks for having me back.
And I want to say here, we're waiting for somebody. She's en route, but we have with us a woman who made my dreams come true. When she accepted my rose about this podcast, Katie Levine.
Yay, Katie!
Can we give a shout out to our Anna, who is in Iran? She's in Iran. She's already made the flyer for this week, and her family is just staring at her like, "This is what you do with your time." What do you think of all of this, Katie?
Of Anna?
Of Anna?
I think if they watch The Bachelor, they would get it.
They would know.
Yeah.
Because once you start watching, then you're like,
Catch
my
a tiger
boyfriend,
by the
like,
tail.
He's into it.
He
didn't want to be into it, but last night he watched the whole thing with me.
He can't help it.
You know what?
It's like
I bet
a communicable
there's a huge
disease.
Underground Iranian Bachelor.
Yes. I want you to know.
Fan club.
My mother, Janet Marine, who has called, we've heard her a few times on here. She's now,
She's agreed next week she's going to watch The Bachelor for the first time.
Hometowns.
And she wanted to know where she can see our podcast. She doesn't fully understand the podcast thing. She's seen the flyers.
Okay.
And she has said to me, oh, yes, I know they came out of your brain. Like, she knew the demon spawn that she made. Before we get going, do you have any shows coming up that you want to plug?
Yeah, next Thursday through Saturday, the 23rd through the 25th, I will be in one of my favorite comedy clubs, the Comedy Attic in Bloomington,
Indiana.
That is
a hard club to get into. That is like a comic place. That is
that place.
That means you're a kick-ass comic.
Thanks.
Cannot go wrong. Ralph, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, Kevin Smith and I, we do Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose here
in Los Angeles. So fun.
We're doing it Saturday night this weekend, and then we're going back to Fridays for the next couple weeks after that. So.
I cannot recommend that enough. And I want to just say, before we get going with this week's thing, first of all, I want to thank on Twitter, a woman named Laura Potter XX, she tweeted me a photo, and she was of Corinne with the cheese on her head. And she was like, this better be the flyer for your show. And I thought, you know what? You got it, girl. You ask and your dreams are going to happen. This week's episode is called Bimini Bimini Bop. And and I think Anna really nailed it over in Iran. Who knows what time it is there? So thank you.
It's Saturday at 2 p.m.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I want to just say this podcast is the love of my life. I'm not going to act like it's not. It's like it's truly – it means too much to me. It's like – I've made $0 from it, and it's like all I want to do. I feel like I'm throwing everything else in my life. It's like all I care about. So, like, you guys are the only people that mean anything to me anymore.
It's why I get up.
Okay, here, people are also tweeting me a few things. First of all, people are let's just break it right down. Rachel is the new Bachelorette.
How about that?
I can't believe they broke it so early.
Well, apparently they didn't. Apparently Reality Steve, who is a legendary spoiler blogger. He leaked it, and then someone somewhere confirmed it once Variety, I guess, got a hold of it. And so once it was confirmed, I guess ABC said, well, shit, it's out of the bag now. We might as well run with it. And
you know, ABC is so psyched. Like, they're like, we did it, you guys. We did it. We finally.
I think if she hadn't been African-American, they might not
have gone with the announcement. They wouldn't. I think they can't believe. They're like, guys, guess what? We're doing it. I think they're, like, so pleased with themselves. You know what? And they should be. It's like about
time.
It's embarrassing.
That there hasn't been a woman or man of color on.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
It's been on for 78 years.
And she's perfect.
She's so
the
pretty.
The timing, though, I have to say, like, you know, we've been struggling as a group, as a universe with this season.
Nick. Yeah.
And Rachel was such a beacon.
Yeah.
And I really, really dug their relationship.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if she was going to make it into,
but they've already thrown in the towel. They're like, yeah, it's not her.
But now it changed the entire episode yesterday because the whole time I'm like, oh, does he... But they have such good chemistry. Does he cut her now?
Like,
it was so confusing.
I was hoping that he fucked Corinne, she found out about it, and she left.
Yes. Yeah. That would have been, like, the mic drop for sure.
Can you believe that he actually resisted Corinne?
And he's a guy who slept with everybody that's run across his path throughout his history on television.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And he, like...
And wasn't he the one that snuck into...
Caitlin.
Yes.
That's his
boudoir.
Yeah.
Right.
And took his man stick and put it in her hair.
In her disco hair, yeah.
I don't know.
That's how
I don't know how it works with straight people.
That's how it works. and I also
it is. It's a stick in the hair. That's how we do it.
Oh, my God.
I can
Tonight, Valentine's Day, get your best sticks out, guys.
Right.
This hair has not been washed, and it's ready. My friend, I want to give a shout out to my friend Lori Drosty up in Berkeley, who, with the beauty of this podcast, is I get so many texts late at night on a Monday. I cannot, it's like, I'm up to like 4 a.m. anyway, and I actually finally have friends. Now, my friend Lori got deep in last night, and there was a Twitter feud online last night between Sean Lowe and Nick. They were like tweeting hateful.
Wow, the two most boring men in the world were battling each other.
They hate
each
other.
Stunning.
So apparently, Nick was saying to him, I have no doubt that you thank God every day for you being you. And he was, they were throwing hate at each other.
What?
Yeah. I kind of enjoyed that.
But why? Just for, how did it start? I wonder how the Twitter battle started.
Is that the best smack talk he's got?
No, there was more. There was more stuff. It was about like.
I bet you're glad you got every day. Did you?
Yeah.
With him and his lockjaw.
His lockjaw is a nightmare.
Oh, it's
a nightmare.
So hard to watch.
Should
and
we?
Sean Lowe's pretty hard to watch.
No, absolutely.
They're both like just like sticks of like not good butter, just like store bought crap butter.
Yeah.
Did you see when they tried to make him a television host when they had him co-hosting the After Paradise show or whatever it was? Man, he's unbelievably dull.
Sean?
Yeah.
So dull.
God. No, I didn't watch his season, but I can tell you, I did not he was dull, and I felt like he was, like, shaming. Like, whoa, let's, like, it's like, dude, this is a show where you're supposed to go, you go to, like, Puerto Vallarta, you pound tequila, and you get nailed in a hot tub. Like, what do you think? That's what we want as people.
That's the dream.
But
he is sort of a smug holy roller type. That's his thing.
Yeah, he is smug. That's and he has shtick. No reason to be smug. It's like you had an season of the bat. Like, no one's like, oh my God, how captivating is Sean Lowe? Like, if I could just like go out and have a beer with Sean Lowe, I would pass.
Is he still married? You know he is.
Yes.
Just out of will. Sheer will.
But he was a virgin, right?
Yeah. He was like a born
again
virgin.
He was a born again virgin.
Born again, yeah.
She was a virgin.
Yeah. Catherine, right?
How did he become a born again virgin?
Yeah, something like that.
Wait, nobody he was a born again virgin?
Like, he just stopped fucking.
You can't do that. It's like, I don't know.
That just means you're not getting laid. Yeah. Really.
I guess I was accidentally a born again virgin for a few years in the 90s. I just couldn't get it happening.
Couldn't get any stick in your hair?
No, I was like, where's it's Valentine's Day? I've got some dirty hair. Where's the stick? Where's the stick, guys?
Wait, did he phrase it because of his religious?
I believe it was religious, right? Yeah, he made a choice.
He was like a real G.O.D.
Yeah, he found God. Remember, like, do you remember
when the last episode
they like read those like stupid vows?
Yes, yes.
Wait, like, what do you mean?
They like read these like weird letters that were like super preachy and
to each other.
Yes,
it was super religious. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, because they were waiting to get married to have sex.
Oh my God, that's so. Give me a Caitlyn any day. Give me a girl who has like one too many. Like,
I love Caitlyn.
Yeah, give me an Irish whiskey, and she's like, "Oops, I fucked him in the church."
Oh God, there goes my hair.
The stick was in my hair in front of the cranberries. Remember that episode? They're in the church and they're humping in front of the cranberries.
He was celibate for 6 years.
Ew.
There we go.
I wouldn't brag about that. I wouldn't brag about that.
No way.
If you're a man who's not a virgin and you're celibate for 6 years,
just I can't even imagine.
You're like an okay looking guy.
You got one go around on this planet. People should be like hair stick, swipe right, hair stick, insert stick in hair.
Come on.
God gave us hair and stick.
For a reason.
I think
exactly
he wants
right.
us to use
them. That's right. Irene will never forget when I was 13 years old and my mom put the book out where How Does the Stick Get in My Hair? And I finally understood. Like, I was so confused. I'd seen movies.
Did she just drop the book and leave the room? You're on your own now, kids?
They did.
Oh,
I got
cowards.
One.
No.
Oh my God, it's Rhode Island.
They dropped the book and rolled out.
Okay, I had two books. There was one early on. It was a Where Do Babies Come From? I've asked around. I found photos of this. It was cutouts of paper chickens humping other paper chickens.
No.
Like construction paper chickens humping each other.
Did they make the book or did they find the book?
It's an arts and crafts project.
My parents, they were covered in glue and paper when they came in.
Popsicle sticks and glitter. It was very strange.
My dad was just covered in glitter. That was the book, right?
Yeah.
And then apparently my mom's mom, Hilda, said to Janet, on her wedding night, look, it's not that fun. It's just something you got to get done. You just do it and get on with it.
On Janet's wedding night?
And Janet was like, bitch, I've been humping at college for years.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I've had more sticks in my hair in upstate New York than
Hilda,
you know what to do
with. This isn't my first go around.
Okay. Guys, let's get to the important stuff.
Let's touch again on Rachel being named.
Yes, Rachel.
Does that really change the show for you that much?
No, because I
called her early
and
I never thought she was going to last.
Who are you rooting for at this point before we get in? Who's your horse in the race?
I'm still Team Vanessa.
I think she's going to win.
She is. Actually, it's hard because I'm rooting for her because I adore her. But I think she's so much better than him that I almost feel like I will feel bad if she does end up with him.
I'll be honest.
I was kind of hoping that she would be the next Bachelorette so I could root for her and her alone. But obviously we don't have that
choice.
I
was full Team Vanessa until it was like, I've been very patient. It's like,
oh,
what?
Please do the accent. Please do it.
Okay, I can't do accents. Ready? I have been very patient waiting for you, Nick. I am special needs teacher, and I want you to know that I am all in, and I am very patient.
She's not Celine Dion, for God's sakes.
Did I sound just like Celine
Dion? You did. You were spot on for Celine Dion.
We were like, wait a minute, when does Celine Dion take over?
It's Vanessa doing Celine Dion and then you doing Vanessa doing Celine Dion.
Her problem, the reason she had that mini breakdown is because he forced the girls to play volleyball against each other in the heat, and that's why she was having that reaction to it.
The worst volleyball game ever.
Had a bad choice to create more competition amongst these girls that are already been removed from their families for a month and a half, and they're starting to have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
That was a bad call on his part. I think that's why she had a little bit of a meltdown.
So they're not athletic. None of them.
No.
None of them.
I'm not. I would freak the fuck out.
This is where I would excel, but it would be a lesbo bachelorette, so it would get real. It would get real competitive.
You would be a real.
I would kill
POA on a lesbo bachelorette. I have.
What is a POA?
Piece of ass.
Oh.
That was in my parents' book. That was when that was like that. After the chickens humping other chickens, there was the POU. Like, girl, you a POA? And
no. I almost got sucked
you
into
did.
That
You
one.
Looked at me like, really?
I was like, really? There's a POA chicken?
Okay. So he comes in. Well, no, we discussed this last week. What do you think was worse, the volleyball game or the same week in the Bahamas swimming with the pigs with Boring Ben and his scripture tattoos on his ribs? What was worse? Ralph, to you. I need to know.
Oh, the volleyball I thought was worse.
Why?
Because you were pitting women against each other even more so than they were already pitted against each other. You're fanning the flames of discontent at that point. That's a poor choice just from Nick's point of view.
Sure,
you want these women to try to get along and you want things to go as smoothly as possible on these group dates. You don't want to foment more uprising.
Foment.
Yes.
I that is absolutely perfectly said. Besides, who doesn't want to grab a pig in the water and wrestle around?
I want to grab a pig. I spent 2 hours last night looking up Chihuahua Beagle mixes to adopt. They make those.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So here we go. What a dick. He cried. That move coming and crying.
Ugh, such a bitch.
This fucking guy cries again. It's such a bully move to cry.
That's a total
I'll give you like a couple now and then. Here's the only thing I'm going to say positive about Nick. At least he has the wherewithal, because this is his 16th season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That when he is not feeling it with someone,
you're out.
He lets go of them immediately.
And he's kind about it.
And you can tell, at least I thought with my favorite Russian doll, that he really felt terrible.
He did.
That is true.
So I have to say that's the only bright spot where I think he doesn't want anyone to he's like a walking Al-Anon. You know what I mean? He doesn't want anyone to feel yes, Arden.
Question. I've now only watched Caitlin's season, Ben's season, and JoJo's season. And it felt like all of them were fairly kind in letting people go. Is there anybody that's a dick when they cut someone?
Well, yeah, I mean, there have been people dropping down on the knee to ask for the hand in marriage, and the other person goes, oh, I'm sorry, okay. I'm going to have to lift you up.
Okay, I guess that happened to Nick. That has happened to Nick.
That has repeatedly happened throughout the years.
I accept your rose on that.
That's part of the show. I mean, that's nature. One of those people is going to get their heart broken. I think any time you throw them out in front of them, other people during those rose ceremonies, it's kind of cruel and inhuman punishment.
I want you to know that the whole time I'm talking to you with this green background, I'm picturing a green screen version that we're like on the moon. Okay.
Fair enough.
So here we go. So he comes and he's been crying.
But that faux, oh, I think I might just
I know,
walk
it's
away
so
from all this.
Fucking,
I, that was,
it's
that
so
was
dumb.
Ridiculous.
They're back in the Marriott. Never has less fun been had in a Marriott. And I've had some pretty bad weekends in Marriott. That is the worst time anyone's ever had in a Marriott.
Who knew Marriott's traveled so internationally? They're in St. Thomas. They're in Wisconsin.
They're not
everywhere
in Bimini,
they go,
they're
there's
not in,
a Marriott.
I know, the Marriott. The Marriott. Hilton housed Nick in Bimini. So they're in the Marriott.
The highs and lows of these Marriotts.
So then they go.
It's been substantial.
So then Chris goes and he meets Nick by the food trucks on the island. And Nick is wearing Nick is wearing a striped short with a bulge. His bulge is like they're sitting on the thing. Chris Harrison's like sunburn.
He has a weird sunburn.
Somebody tweeted me like, did he wear like a Batman mask? Like when he got like, what was up? Like, was he wearing? He's like, he's such a white guy. So it's just a burn. He's not getting tan.
Right.
It's just the fact that like he just has every week. I'm like, he's the best job of all time. Like
yeah.
he's just,
yeah,
he could give a shit.
Yeah.
He's like, he was literally woken up
yeah.
during a tanning session, three sheets to the wind, and he's yeah. like, yeah, you got something to say, Nick? Sorry, yeah. I forgot like, so, I had to work.
So it sounds like
in.
Yesterday
a
was pretty...
nudges him and say, Chris, you have to go ask him if he yeah. feels okay.
It's the same...
And he's like, who am I talking to again?
It's the suitcase PA. The suitcase PA has to go get...
Is Nick still the bachelor? All right, yeah, I was taking a disco nap.
So he's been sunburned, and the girls are crying, and...
And they're so relieved, though, when
oh my
he
God.
Says, I'm not going to walk out on the process.
That's the thing. It's so manipulative. And they're like, oh, and they're crying for him. Like, oh, poor Nick. And you're like, oh, my God. And then he threw Danielle under the bus, D-Lo. And then they all exhaled, and they need to go to the island of Bimini. And all of the girls were like, Bimini, oh, my God, we get to go to Bimini. I'm like, what the fuck? Is that a place? Like, Bimini?
I
Is
think,
it like Bibimbap?
Except for those six women, totally faking that they knew what the hell Bimini was. The rest of America had two moments in this episode. One, Google Bimini, and then yeah. Google the guy with the guitar on the beach, as we do every show.
Their best non-singer.
Superstar Adam Friedman?
Adam
Come
Friedman!
I was so excited they got to dance in front of Adam Friedman.
Adam Friedman, who you know is like the nephew of the like executive producer of this show. Some like ABC executive.
Are there any white singers on Bimini? Can you find me a white guy with a guitar, please? Yeah, Adam Friedman, he works at the bar. All right, pull him up. He's a superstar.
Bimini. Katie, what did you think of Bimini?
I had to honestly rewind it because I was like, what did they say?
So did I.
So
did
I. Shrieking, Bimini! And I was like, well, is this a real place?
First of all, it's a really fun...
It's the gateway to the Bahamas.
Have you ever...
I said gateway to Bahamas and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, everything outside of fucking New York City is the gateway to Bahamas.
Wouldn't the ocean be the gateway to the Bahamas?
Have you ever heard of Bimini?
No, and I've been to the Bahamas several times.
You didn't pass through the gateway?
And Bimini was right there, apparently, and I wasn't aware.
It's the Statue of Liberty to the Bahamas.
Yes,
it's like,
I guess
in order
so.
To
Just
get...
ridiculous.
And I'm like, looking at it, and I'm like, is it in Florida? Like, is it like a yeah. key? Like, what the fuck yeah. is Bimini?
No. My wife said, oh, it's like a closer Cuba. And so she's right. It did kind of look like a 1950s throwback island that yeah. was just off of
It's an
Florida,
Adam
apparently.
Freeman artist Adam residency. Freeman.
Yes.
Adam Friedman.
He has a
he
residency.
Packs him in.
Adam Friedman. Adam Friedman is like, can we get like a white Jewish singer on the island of Bimini? Like, you know what I mean? Like, really, you're telling
He's
me
a
that,
novelty act there.
That guy right. happened yeah. to really be in Bimini singing? Like, oh my
Who?
God.
Who?
Anybody? I don't know. I didn't
okay,
buy it.
So I wrote, where the fuck is Bimini? So then the girls have to run around Resorts World Bimini. So there's not even a Marriott, okay? They're not even at the Marriott, Ralph. They're
Why would you go to the Marriott when Resort World is right there?
It's the best
It's my favorite
ever.
Theme park, too,
it
by the way.
It sounds like a key party. It's like, are you ready to have your, like, dentist stick in your hair while your husband's nearby watching? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so,
Resorts World, that feels really 1970.
It should just, yeah. What were the other, you know, possibilities to name it? Like, Big White Hotel?
And, like, it's like, doing just, well. Like, this season, the ratings are really, like, they have not thrown down. They've been gone to Wisconsin. They've gone to the Marriott in St. Thomas. Like,
at least they yeah. got out of the country this yeah. season. Last yeah. season, they were pretty local.
That one in Pennsylvania.
Like, we're going to Pennsylvania. Pasadena. Yay! And they'd all get in the bus. And so at least now they need their passports.
Yeah, no, they stepped
That's
it
true.
Up.
And apparently they're going to the North Pole for the conclusion. So we got that look to look forward to.
Okay, let's
We got
take
Nick
one
on it with a dog sled.
For a second, because I know that Kirsten is, like, calling. I don't know, but...
Okay,
good. Okay. Hi!
Hello!
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, you're going to roll it. First of all, you look amazing.
I love that dress.
Okay, we're going to start. We're going to keep going.
It's not fair that okay. they made me be late because
First
of a scripted
of all,
show when there's real things happening.
Oh,
can I just
television.
Say, Kirsten Van Ness has just arrived from
Yay!
Criminal Minds.
Oh.
How is is our Secretary of State, Padgett. She has been so busy. We have
She's
not.
She's been so busy. She's dressed up like a Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Ralph.
A huge.
Oh my
fan.
God.
Oh, likewise. I enjoy your show enormously.
You just made my heart sing.
You look. Oh, Ralph. You're so
Happy Valentine's Day.
I mean, truly, you're the sexiest thing that has ever stepped foot in Meltdown.
Well, come on. I must be a reflection of you guys.
I have not showered today, but I am excited for Valentine's Day.
Padgett is right now wearing old age makeup, looking as sexy as ever.
God bless her.
Boning people in that period drama.
She has like 18 jobs.
She has 18 jobs.
Yeah. Kirsten, before we can, well, I'll tell you where we're at. The girls just had to act excited about going to the island
of
Bimini.
To learn a new geographical location?
The Resorts World Bimini.
Bimini. They all learned it and then they jumped around.
Yeah, we all Googled where the F is.
Before we keep going overall, how do you feel about the announcement yesterday about Rachel being the Bachelorette?
Oh, I'm pleased by it.
Why did they do it yesterday?
We're so bummed.
I don't know. Are they mad because Beyonce didn't win Artist of the
okay.
Album of the Year?
Maybe. That's
they're balancing the scales of justice.
Maybe it's a protest.
Do you think if it was
Adele.
A white bachelorette that they would have announced it this early?
No.
They're so excited.
No, they're so excited.
They're so
As well
excited.
They should be. As well
they should be. They should
no,
be.
No, Rachel's a dreamboat. I was just super bummed that it leaked because it sort
it
of
kind of
ruined
like,
the end of it because I was like, is she going to get cut now?
I know,
now?
Because don't you always... Yeah.
Like, you're like, why are they announcing this now?
And I wanted... My Russian for another week.
I know. I wanted her too.
She grew on me.
I thought she was sort of a zero until she kind of opened up.
Her date was so sweet,
but her and the romance between her and is it Ashley? What's her name?
Oh,
they're always cuddling.
Who?
Raven? No, not Raven. The
what did
gorgeous,
they look like?
Dark. Vanessa.
Vanessa. Yeah.
They're always cuddling.
Really?
I thought the girls actually get along.
They
I thought
the girls
really
are sweet
well.
With
they're
each
really
other.
Sweet with each other.
No, they have good hearts. They're not like the normal like bitch fest. Where
there's much less cattiness than she.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Which is awesome.
So here we are. We're at Resorts World Bimini. Oh, my God. We're in Bimini. Thank God my dream has come true.
Now, Danielle's gone already? Have we covered that? She's gone?
Yeah, D-Lo's gone.
Okay. Nothing sadder than the tears of a robot. Don't
you feel
that way? She was sitting there, she sort of was lifeless, and yet still water was leaking from her
truly?
Face.
Truly? Okay, she was like the sexiest visual, like,
if
she had even a little personality, she was. What did you just say?
Inside that bikini, I want to be that bikini chain.
She was so fucking hot. She was
so confident.
Yeah,
every woman should be like that. That's what sucked the most about when she was like, "I love you," because she's just sort of like, "I know he's going to say it to me," because who wouldn't?
Yeah,
yeah. And she's like 12. If I had a quarter of these women's confidence.
No, we're talking about D-Lo, the hot Asian girl from last. We haven't gotten to Vanessa yet. You're talking about Vanessa.
I keep mixing up.
So Danielle was the hot Asian girl who danced with him?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm back.
Okay. So yes. Danielle, yes. D-Lo
Danielle's
who got caught.
No, Danielle's the big tall blonde. Danielle M was booted last night.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But there's been two Danielles lately, so we're confused.
Right. Danielle L is long gone. D-Lo's long gone.
Okay. We haven't gotten to Danielle M yet.
That's
we're getting there.
Okay.
We're going to keep going.
I need my notes.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. So then Vanessa gets the date card, and Corinne goes, "Wow, you lucky bitch," to her face. I'm getting frustrated, and I'm really bloated.
Loved it.
I loved it,
I loved
too.
It. It's the other women, they're all like wonderful ladies.
Yeah.
But
I love
so
it.
Corinne hitting the buzzer with these gems
She's
is making me so happy.
I like that she pounds the cheese.
I like that she eats whatever food is available. Like
she
takes advantage of craft services.
Yeah. Yes,
I respect
she does.
Anybody.
She pounds the cheese.
And also,
well, she's incapable of making her own food. Obviously, we've learned that from her nanny that provides for her. So I think she just has to forage. I think she just has to go around and sort of graze with whatever's on the coffee table, or else she's not going to eat.
Yes,
right. It's like somebody looking for truffles, like a pig looking for truffles.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
So Vanessa goes on her date and they're on the boat and she said, "This is the first one in a while and I wouldn't have guessed it from a teacher. Him and I are going on a boat." That's not proper grammar. If you are listening to me and you're learning English, it's he and I. It is not him and I.
Yeah.
She's a special ed teacher. They have bigger fish to fry than him or he, okay? They're trying to get their shoes tied, and there's a lot.
She's got a pronoun and a boat in the same sentence.
There's a lot of work going on there that I don't think they really have time for the grammar.
It's good grammar in Canada.
And then she says, "You are as happy as the least happiest person in a relationship." I'll give you a French-Canadian pass on that, but again, I don't like that grammar.
I hit pause.
This is when I was just wanting to be the chain of her bikini now.
Okay, you didn't care.
The, yes.
Yeah, no, she looks
she's stunning.
Smoking hot.
She's
but there
stunning.
Are a couple of, I wouldn't say that's a red flag, but I did put it on pause, and I looked at my sister, and I was like, What the fuck does that mean?
You are as happy as the least happiest person like, in a relationship.
I feel like we also determined at that moment that I think, as much as Vanessa is a dreamboat, mm-hmm. and I would also like to join you in that bikini.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be a little hard to date. I think she's a little H maintenance.
I agree with you.
I think because
she's so confident. She believes like I deserve everything that's coming to me. And I think a lot of times these shows populate themselves with women who are like, I can't believe you're breathing next to me.
Right.
Yeah. I can't believe you gave me that paper plate. So that's why
I think she seems so confident, because in comparison to the other emotional wrecks, she seems like she's an anomaly.
Yes.
But I think she's just a self-possessed woman who knows that she's got some worth and is asking for some.
Yes. As she should be. And if it doesn't work out with Nick, 917.
And I'll be the chain on your bikini.
669.
Just be there while you guys are doing that. Hey, you guys.
Yes.
Just me.
Don't mind me.
I don't mind being the chain in your bikini, either, lady.
Chain in your bikini.
I'll double chain myself. Came out weird.
Meanwhile, back at the Resorts World Bimini, Corinne is throwing shade about Vanessa.
I don't see her getting deep.
There's no depth. My family's Italian, and we get together every Sunday and make pasta. I'm a special needs teacher. It's the same thing over and over again. Nick only sees the special needs teacher that is just so pretty, pretty perfect. Okay, Vanessa. Okay.
She's got some balls.
She's got
saying
some balls.
That Vanessa is shallow. When what have we heard from her? In
she has
rapid
a best
succession.
Friend named Raquel.
She's got Raquel, and she's the CEO of a multi-million-dollar corporation that's run out of a condo in Miami somewhere.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to the part where she's trying to walk in heels, but we're not there yet.
No.
But I can smell it where we're from.
But yeah, it is weird how she has like a sister and a nanny, and she's like, I can't wait for them to see my family. And this woman is expressing, I have deep, complex roots with my family. I am interfacing with the most challenged youngsters of humanity.
Yeah.
She has nothing interesting to share.
No time for that.
There's nothing there.
Someone would sneeze and Corinne would fly away. That's how she has absolutely no depth. She could have weights on her ankles.
You know what she reminds me of when you say that? And I've been thinking of what she reminds me of. She reminds me, maybe I'm limiting myself, but she reminds me of like a Shel Silverstein character in a Shel Silverstein poem. Like I can just see her naked, just being floated around by her hair.
Yeah.
That's what she's like. She's like a weird little nymphette.
She was last week.
She just didn't take the trash out.
John Ryan pointed out that she looked just like Tiffany Trump.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good
one. That's right. That is close.
I want to also point out, I realized this week as I was watching, because it really feels like he doesn't, usually at this point in the season, some of the connections feel deeper. And I'm really aware, like, so she's complaining that she hasn't had a one-on-one yet. Mm-hmm. And so this is the second one-on-one with Vanessa. And I'm like, so they've had two dates and he's supposed to go ask for her father's hand in marriage next week. Like, they've had 2 days.
Wow.
Like, if you think about, and like,
she's been on group dates as well. She's been in the mix.
But you know what I mean? When you think about, like,
so
you're questioning
ridiculous.
The premise of the program.
No, it happens that way every season.
The beginning of this episode, when the girls are like, I can't believe this is going to happen to him again. Like, really? You can't believe he's going to be in an artificially simulated magic land and he's not going to find love? Like, every time we do this, like, I can't believe that's going to happen.
I know.
We're staying in Resort World in Bimini, which isn't even real.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, he doesn't know these people well enough to propose marriage.
I feel like usually by this point, there's been somebody deeper.
The illusion.
Yeah, the illusion of, or at least chemistry. The illusion of chemistry is hotter, or some like there's somebody like.
I agree. I feel like we're 0-4.
Do we
going
blame
in.
Anyone but him?
No.
That's what I think.
No.
He's damaged goods, and that's what the problem is.
And it just feels like he just wants to date a celebrity.
And
like
he wants to keep telling this story of. I'm the one that people break up with.
I know, God, it's like,
so
oh,
it's
God.
Attachment theory, is if you ask me. It's like
I'm so afraid it's going
to
happen
again. Insecure attachment, and anybody who tries to establish a secure attachment with him, it's never going
to
happen.
And I think it's a bad move on the producer's part to use anyone who's been through this process already.
Yeah.
Because I think it calluses you to the point where you're so concerned with the cameras and television and everything else.
And
you need that freshness of someone who's still excited to be there and to try to
it's
do
the
this.
It's the hedonism treadmill.
Yeah.
Not been on like magazine covers. Who's not like been at parties?
Nick
where
just seems winded. Like he's just out.
He's
out of energy for this whole process.
He's totally demoralized. He's like looking around. He's like, I should feel something in my bones.
We need a mid-pod Katie.
We need a mid-pod Katie.
Oh,
Katie,
what do you talk think? About it.
About Nick?
Yeah.
I think Ralph's right. He's just kind of damaged. Like, I think whatever the problem is, it is with him. And I think he's just, like, way too in his head. And that's why I think he's, like, letting people go kind of quickly, because he's just, like...
I should be deeply in love with you by now.
Exactly. Yeah,
and he's really using those one-on-ones as to kick people out. I mean, that's what it seems like. Let me spend some time with you to just make sure. Yep, not you.
But, like, he'll change... like he did with Danielle L. Like, D-Lo? He changed his mind, like, in a flash. Like, she just, like, said something, and suddenly he's like, oh, I don't love you, and, like, sent her home. So, like, there's something... I think he's psyching himself out.
That's fair.
Enough.
Thank you, Miss Katie. We love you. All right. So Corinne's throwing shade. So then he's out there with Vanessa, and I notice he hasn't asked her any questions. He has not asked her any questions, but they go snorkeling and they hold hands. She looks great in a bikini. Oh my God. She is so pretty.
Yeah, I just want to be the scuba man to get to film that underwater stuff.
Oh
with
my
that couple.
God.
She looked like a Bond girl underwater.
Yeah, she's
in that snorkel.
So hot.
Yeah, she's ridiculous.
And that's where it gets hard, because you're making out with this dude in the water and whatever, and by an abandoned ship.
You're in bed.
And then you think that feels like love, because that's what love feels. It's supposed to feel like that just when you're, you know, sitting next to someone and they have the flu. And it feels like, I love you so much. It's like we're snorkeling next to an abandoned ship. But they actually are, so it can be confusing.
Yes.
So then Nanny says he needs to, Raquel says he needs to come home and meet Nanny. My maid Raquel, who's my best friend in the entire world, which is incredible. Ooh.
Yeah, I think she is. I think they have just a bond that can't be broken.
It's like Batman and Alfred. You know, sometimes the servant can become the surrogate parent.
You know what they didn't cut her on the 2-on-1? The producers are like, she's got to make it to hometown. Like, at this point, we need to see Raquel. Like, America needs to see Raquel.
Look, that's all they have this season.
We're
going to
go
right?
see her next week. And he's going to fuck her in the fantasy suite. Probably.
Is that a euphemism, or are you talking about the actual
room
itself?
You mean her and Raquel, or just Corinne?
I think he might
ask for Raquel as a backup.
I can't wait to see Raquel. I can't wait to see if Raquel, how much she hates Corinne, or if she actually has like a fondness for Corinne.
Yeah, I think, just based on her unfortunate... No, she has no self-worth. When he didn't bang her,
it was
the end of the world.
Oh,
so obviously her parents are terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Something like Raquel loves me more than anybody in the world. Did
you
say that?
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, you don't get to
be. Her parents are terrible, and Raquel's her mom.
You need to get that guy at the phone ASAP. That's her dad. Okay.
Return.
So Vanessa says, I'm going to tell Nick that I'm falling in love with him.
My heart sank when she said that.
And I think he is falling in love. I'd love to say that I think that he's falling in love with
me,
but I know. And then she told him, and he did not give her what
like
she wanted. And as my mother, Jenna Marine, would say, you did it to yourself, bitch. You did it to yourself.
That was that moment where I was like, Vanessa, like, this isn't 101. Like, this happens every season. They're not, except for the crazy Ben scenario, when they were down to two.
Yes.
You still got 6 people left. He's not going to L-bomb you right back.
And he knows better.
But he was so awkward, though. Whatever that speech was.
Was
so
long.
Weird
it was
awkward.
Long.
He's like, I just want to say,
I will say it once.
I love, so it'll be like the first time I said it instead of the 27th hundredth
time.
She
looked
I've
like the hardening in her eyes. It was just like,
oh, and she did that mouth twist.
Oh,
her lips wanted to run from her face because she said that.
She was so sure that she was giving him the gift
and
of
it
her
was a
love.
Beautiful little speech.
Yeah,
this is the many firsts. Like, she planned that out. Yeah.
She really nailed it. She was very articulate.
She should have stopped at many firsts yet to come.
Yes.
Because that leaves the door open of me saying, look, I'm feeling, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to play it cool. But his monologue was just incomprehensible.
Let me ask you as a guy.
His monologue was special needs. And
I feel like as a guy,
yes.
Don't you want a little more chase than like, don't you want to like know that she's kind of feeling it, but like a little more chase
even
than
beyond
on day
that,
two?
I want understanding from her for her to know that in my position, I can't possibly say I love you.
Right.
So don't put me in that spot
where
I feel deficient if I can't come out and say I love you. Don't do that to me. You know how the game's played. You know that I can't. She even said so afterwards. She's like, well, I realize, you know, he really can't say that he loves me.
But she was pissed.
She was very pissed, but she put him in a bad position.
Yeah. I want you to see that my Starbucks name, they wrote Artin on it. I wish that was my name.
name.
That's close.
Artem. Okay, anyway. Yeah, it, like, look at the kind of like her eyes just went to like, fuck you. Oh, yeah. Just like, you're not getting anywhere near my hair with your stick. That's not hat. Like, she was pissed. You missed that early on. You missed that early on. Yeah, that's a euphemism.
I don't need
that's our heterosexual
to.
Euphemism.
Made me happy. I was trying to explain how I don't know straight sex.
So then.
That is similar.
Yeah.
Having done both.
Stick in the hair.
Stick in the hair.
You put the stick in the hair. So then there's a group date. And we've got the sweet orphan. Your
pillow. Okay. My love. Oh, I love Nick.
We loved her. And we have sweet Raven and Corinne. And Corinne says, I've been on a boat bigger than this. We go boating a lot. I'm a boater. Mm-hmm. I look great on a yacht. I'm a boater. A boater.
She's a boater.
She is a boater.
Yeah.
And the sunscreen on his creepy, like, better make sure you get your inner thighs. Him, like, fingering her with the sunscreen.
He's fingering her. And then
and
he
it was,
says.
It was Christina, too.
Yeah, it was Christina.
It was the girl who spent her entire young womanhood
in a cupboard.
In an orphanage.
Yeah.
I think maybe you don't want to molest the girl got a history of being raised in an orphanage amongst bunk beds with
and
a million
maybe
other
he thinks
kids.
Because she was in there, she needs more
and
sun
then
protection.
Not pick her. And then not pick her. It was so.
No, but then he says, he's like, the group date is just, you know, fling yourself over the boat in peril because hammerhead sharks are around. And he says to the Russian, who we all know was in a cupboard
who
for 17
so
years
sweet.
Eating lipstick, is that okay? And she's like, yes, I survived. I survived eating lipstick for 17 years. Put me near hammerhead. Sure. And then he's like, I can't believe she was scared.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
he was like crazy about her on that boat. Like,
I know.
Like, and I just honestly, it's like, can he just not deal with any conflict that is like, I like her, but I don't want to deal with her past.
I don't think he wanted to go to Russia for hometowns.
I was thinking about that. He didn't know where he was going to go.
I think she was going to take him back to the orphanage.
He didn't want to go to the
mother country.
To the mother country. Yeah.
He didn't want to eat that lipstick.
They were going to the Marriott Moscow. Yeah. Just waiting to hold us up.
The resort world. The resort world. Siberia.
St. Petersburg.
Siberia.
I feel like that was a weird. Just knowing the outcome of that date, it was such a weird.
I thought for sure because she was so needy and open and vulnerable.
Sweet.
Then you have. Yeah. Oh God, teacher. What's her face?
Vanessa.
Her own teacher.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Vanessa, who's so you know. Okay, not into that. So then you're right. You're into this. Nope, not into that. Like that's where it's like. What are you into, my
and
friend?
And then he gave Raven the rose, who I adore. I'm rooting for Raven, but like he didn't even talk to her. No,
she was literally on
but
the
I think
side
that's why
the side of the boat.
Because she's not. She's
he
not,
likes to chase. He likes,
he
to,
likes
chase.
To chase. And also, she's not challenging anything. You know, he's not. Yeah. She's not up. He's not having to feel like he's part of a National Geographic with the birds fluttering their colored feathers around his face.
Yeah.
So his testicles swell.
That's how birds
so
have sex.
You think
that's true? Wait a minute. Yep. Birds flutter their feathers around.
Not,
that wasn't
not true
in
at all.
My paper cutout book.
Up.
My parents didn't make that.
It's
they
something to do with a stick and hair. Yes. That's all I know.
They didn't have that.
Wait, so you think scissors. He's down with Raven because she doesn't really pose any type of threat?
Well, I don't think he knows anything about her yet. And like Katie was saying, once he discovers whatever you have to offer,
you're out.
I think with Raven, she's a question mark. So he still thinks like, well, maybe this is the magic.
Yeah.
The magic
potion.
She
knows secrets. Let's remember from a few weeks ago when the mama was like, you know what to do. I know what to do.
I saw her vagina and I came at it with a stiletto.
Yeah. And she's got full, you know, lacy boudoir outfits
on
the outside.
Constantly.
She's got some good.
Charlotte Russe ad 24/7.
Fashion confidence.
She owns a boutique.
Mm.
Yep. I've looked online at that boutique. I've looked online.
In Hoxie?
You can, because it's on like her, I looked up her Instagram page and I looked at her boutique. Yeah, you can get a lot of romper. I don't look good in a romper. I got a long torso, Ralph, but sure. It's like hard for me to romp a romper.
Are still sexy.
Thank you so much.
You're
but
welcome.
Thank you so much. I needed that. I really needed that on this
super
Valentine's
sexy.
Day. I really needed that, you guys.
You're really sexy.
I think you look really good in that weird romper.
It's
more torso
really
to touch.
That's like you're like a corgi in a romper.
So
I've
much
I've never
torsi.
Seen such a hot corgi shoved into a romper before.
You should make your own line called Corgi. Corgi rompers.
I should. Yes. And actually make rompers for corgis. That would be fucking cute.
And you.
Okay. So then Nick Okay, so then Nick is crying again with Christina. He's why was
he loves her so much he has to send her home.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are we there yet?
Wait a minute, is that where I am?
You must
what
be because we've
wait
been
a minute,
through
wait
shark
a minute,
bait
wait a minute,
already.
Wait a minute.
Take care of her.
Okay,
take care
okay.
Of her.
No, Raven says if the other two girls get eaten today, I will definitely be in the running to get the rose. So then Christina is standing on the boat with Nick, crying,
she's not a shark.
Being consoled because she's scared of sharks.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, and did he start crying when she was crying on the boat? Did that happen?
No, he was just kissing her and touching her and kissing her.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they all got cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his hair
was crazy. And then Corinne started to feel
crazy.
Very insecure.
So yeah. She was pounding.
Corinne was still in the water while he was consoling.
Okay, she
and
was
they had
not.
A little, they had a little cocktail thing.
Yeah, so
then
the cocktail thing.
And that's when Corinne third-personed him, and he started to laugh.
Well, she's pounding the cheese and said to Raven, I'm eating my feelings. And Raven says, I was in law school, like, when she's talking to him. It's like,
oh, yeah.
That's when we learned that she wasn't just always going to sell rompers in her hometown. She was on her way. She could be my lawyer. How fucking great is that?
Raven, to me, is like the surprise of the season.
Oh, she's my fave.
And then, like, another bomb drop. Like, I was in law school, but my dad got sick. I had to come home and take care. I was like, I love this woman.
Yeah, there's a lot of, if she doesn't get picked, which I don't think she will, I really hope she goes to paradise. And I hope that the Russian orphan goes to paradise.
Yeah. I want to take care of the Russian.
You
she's
should.
Just the sweetest.
She's so sweet.
Delightful. I want her to meet someone that's like has 28 brothers and sisters.
Aww.
So she has an instant family.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And can handle gentle feelings.
You know who feels like who has a lot of brothers and sisters is that Hoff family that's on Dancing with the Stars. They're all Mormons. All right.
I don't know them.
Okay, so Corinne is pounding the cheese, and then she has God, I can't even read my crazy writing. So
she's pounding the cheese. Then that's the time that Christine
I haven't had that
outside,
one-on-one.
Right, with him.
Yes, so she's outside they're with him, and she's
canoodling.
Like, I haven't had that one-on-one time to really lock Corinne in with Nick, is what she said to him.
Well, so can we go back really quick?
Him. Please.
There was just one Corinne line which killed me on the boat, where he was telling about, like, snorkeling, and then he said, but there's a wrinkle.
Yes!
And she said,
and I quote,
she said, what's a wrinkle?
That's right.
Instead of what is the wrinkle?
Right.
Wow.
So and
I wrote
that down too.
It's so good.
She said,
like,
what's
but then
a wrinkle?
She also asked, are the sharks toothless?
Oh my God.
She was asking, like, they breed special sharks you can swim with in Bimini that have no teeth.
Those sharks are really big, by
but
the way.
I don't think she'd ever heard that expression, there's a wrinkle.
The nanny has taken care of it.
No.
Yeah.
The other favorite thing she said, Nick's so sexy. And did we all see that he was wearing, like, board shorts by Maud?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? They were, like,
with
pink,
his hair.
Flowered.
Yeah, he's got really bad. He's got Keds and bad tight floral grandma
and
shorts.
So sexy.
And he's 36 and she's, like, 18. And then those were not the sharks that they were swimming with, right? I mean, those must have been CGI. Those were huge fucking
those
sharks.
I literally was like,
those are
my sister and I were like, I would have been shitting my bikini off my legs.
No way those were
the
real sharks.
I literally was like,
they're like 5 or 6 footers. They're not that big.
They look like enormous Shark Week sharks.
They added
those
sharks.
Do you think they must have?
They must have added those
sharks. Or put them very far away.
I feel like they were like baby sharks and then they put in bigger sharks.
Yes.
Like, I used to surf a lot, and in Monterey, we would surf near leopard sharks. Now, granted, they were very little, but, I mean, they would get to, like, 4 feet sometimes, and they wouldn't bother us. They would just be right there.
I feel like
I don't know what kind of sharks they were. I was trying to figure it out.
I feel like they put in bigger-looking sharks.
They could have.
They put in, like, Jaws-looking sharks.
But there are some sharks that just don't really bother people.
Most of them don't.
Like, they just eat
what?
Like, a little.
So 5 or 6 foot
what
tiger,
if Corinne got
tiger shark
by a shark?
Like,
if they are on record for not eating human flesh.
Yeah, I agree with
my
you.
Legs aren't dangling near these motherfuckers on a effing date.
Well, then you're not there for the right reasons, I don't think. That's what I get the sense, that
right
maybe
reasons.
You're not
think,
committed
think,
to the process, and maybe Nick should send you home.
I think maybe not only can sharks smell blood, but maybe they can smell HPV. And maybe that's why they go to Kurt. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just saying maybe.
Yeah.
HPV drop.
So we've learned a little bit about Raven. So then Corinne goes upstairs and starts third-personing Nick. She starts saying, I haven't had that one-on-one time to really lock in Corinne with Nick. You just make me feel so happy. I just hope I can make you feel the same way. Basically, like, I'm going to blow you and
I'm
blow.
I'm going to take my mouth.
I cannot wait.
And wrap it around your stick.
Yeah.
And that's going to solve everything.
Everything.
And she doesn't even realize this is why she's not getting any
exactly.
one-on-one dates.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need them with her. He knows everything that she is and everything she has to offer.
Yeah.
She jumps on him at every given opportunity.
Yeah, and he knows that he's going to take her to fantasy suites.
So why waste a one-on-one date with something you know exactly what you're going to get?
And maybe that's what she just wants. Maybe that's all she wants. Because she does keep talking about, like, I need to go seduce my fiancé.
My fiancé.
Maybe that's all she wants. It's just that.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, oh, let's go on a one-on-one date with Corinne. And it's going to be like, well, what are you reading?
It's going to be no. He doesn't ask anyone anything. But maybe he knows that, like, maybe he knows that he can't, for his public image, have sex with her. And maybe he thinks it'll be too tempting to one-on-one. Like, he'll probably end up humping her in the church like he did, like,
it's
with the cranberries.
It's full bone zone.
It's full bone zone. So Raven got the rose.
As she should.
Yeah.
She's really the only, like, he could, I don't know.
Or Christina. Who did you think was going to get the rose?
Christina, of course. He was comforting her in her time of need. They said, all right, this is the bond that's going to stand out from the other two.
So
she got an emotional rose. And then she got fucked.
It's, you know why I think he let her go eventually is because he cries at everything.
God.
He's like literally in front of Christina being like, I had a tough week. And you know, like he can't, like you can't say you had a tough week to a woman that lived in a cupboard.
You can't say that. You have your own personal harem.
I loved her. You can't say that.
Yeah.
I loved him crying to her and her going, she had no time for his bullshit. She was like, you're going to have to cut all of us.
I know.
Eventually, that's the way the game works. Yeah.
I'll give you a tough week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I ate lipstick when I was five, and then my mother punished me for it because I wasn't supposed to eat, and I told her I ate the lipstick. Like, you had a tough week because you didn't want to fuck D-Lo as hard as you thought you wanted to fuck
D-Lo. There's no, and I think he knows there's, like, no bullshit with her. And he needs, like, an open sieve. Like, and tough week. She's like, hello, back up, Nick. Back up right now. I give you tough week. From 86 to 92, I ate one Cheerio. So go fuck yourself. Yeah, so he needs
somebody.
Like, so that's why I don't think, like, Vanessa's too good. It's like Rachel's too good.
Yes. Yeah. So I hope it's Raven. So he speaks Raven. He takes her outside to slow dance. Yeah. With Adam Freeman.
Oh, Adam Freeman.
Superstar Adam Freeman.
From
they
Bimini.
Were so excited.
They were so
I can't believe I'm here dancing in front of Adam Freeman.
Adam
this is a dream
Freeman.
Come true.
You can talk to Mike.
It's got that pause in front of Adam Freeman.
Let me check my index card.
You can talk to my lawyer and also my slow jam counselor, Adam Freeman.
Yeah, the lyrics. I don't know. Do you remember the lyrics?
The lyrics are so...
Thank God we got wasted.
Thank God
we were at that place with that thing.
Right.
I think he was just singing what's happening in front of him. Like, I love lamb. I really did. He was just like, we're on an island that's made up.
You're wearing beige lace.
And I love that, like, his guitarist was, like, trying to, like, jump up and down. I was like, I don't think it's – you sound like a ripoff of, like, Jack Johnston, you know? Like, I don't think you're going to crowd surf here.
I don't like songs that start out really romantic and slow – romantic in quotes. And then all of a sudden it's jam fest.
Dance break.
They didn't know how to dance.
No.
I think we feel the right to make fun because he didn't seem into it. The guy singing was kind of doing that thing in his soul where he was like, I'm not really doing this.
He was literally wearing a white Hanes shirt that you could get out of a package.
Yeah.
He just got the memo. He's the waiter that he had to put a guitar
shoulder
on.
Still had the creases.
And song speak.
It truly feels like the executive producer's nephew, Adam Freeman, who's like, he's going to school at Emerson in Boston, and he's got a jam band.
He's got a garage band,
yeah. And it's like, Adam... Like,
Uncle, you sure this is going to help me get a record deal? Yes, just go to Bimini and play the song.
Where?
Just sing about whatever you see.
Where? Is that a place? Oh, the gateway to the Bahamas.
That's right.
The gateway to the Bahamas.
That's right.
I'll be there. So then Corinne...
It's like Folsom Prison. It's the same epic performance.
That's going to be the thing
tiki
that breaks
bar
him. Yeah.
In Bimini. And Folsom Prison.
You're laughing now, but when you go to the Staples Center to see Adam Freeman in concert, you're going to tell everybody, I saw him in the gateway to the Bahamas before anyone else.
He's there at the Staples. I'm in a big stadium.
There's lots of people. And they're swaying. There's a lighter and a cell phone.
And then the backup guy's going to be like, cell phone, cell phone. And everyone's going to start dancing.
Oh, God. Adam Freeman. So Corinne kept talking about herself in the third person. I do appreciate that Nick called her out and was like, wow, you just third personed me. Like, yeah. That was the moment when he lost his boner. And I like that he walked in when I said the moment when he lost his boner. No. She said, Corinne's annoyed. Corinne is just going to keep doing Corinne. Like,
that. We've heard that. Corinne great again. We know.
God, it's just like. So then he takes Danielle on a one-on-one date. Okay. With all due respect to Danielle.
I love sci-fi, and I love when humans date androids. It's always fascinating
Danielle.
To me. It is my favorite
my
kind of sci-fi.
Now, I am sorry about her fiancé. Let me just start out with, she seems so, she is a neonatal nurse. She's doing so much more with her life
she
than I will ever
She always seems
do.
Like that. She has neonatal nurse eyes.
So sweet.
She always feels like, I feel like I could just see her slip her little hands into those little boxes where the babies aren't pet them constantly.
I would rather date. I would
Adam Friedman.
I would rather date Adam Friedman. I mean, Dan, it's like they go to the basketball and they go bike riding. The most awkward conversations.
Wow, it was
body language.
It felt like I remember when my aunt fixed me up on a blind date with this dude who showed up in like a Tommy Bahama shirt. Like he looked like he worked at Trader Joe's. He was like, it was just not good. And like, I remember like. And even I could keep the conversation going. Like, I just thought I just have to talk for an hour till I can get out of this
car. These people have known each other for at least 6 weeks. They should have something to say.
And he's like, wow, hometown's tomorrow. Yeah.
A shell island. Is that a shell island? Yes, that's an island made of seashells. That was the conversation.
That was the best exchange ever. But here's where it gets weird. Isn't that a match to what he is? But he's around all these high caliber.
She has
not
no
that she's
tits.
Not high caliber.
She has no tits.
Energetically, you know, she's kind of the same thing as
she's
him.
She's a dud. She's a dud.
You think she's more of a dud than he is?
Yes.
Yeah, because at least he can cry on cue. She's literally emotionless, nothing registered, no matter good, bad, or
indifferent. I'd rather have Raquel win. I would rather have Raquel.
No, that's the thing. No, I took a nap. I fell off the couch when she was speaking. There was nothing. She has those eyes that, like, lure you in and then immediately put you to sleep.
It was like, and she's so pretty. She's so sweet. He was trying a little bit. And it was just like,
you're right, though. She thought that was like
great
going
for her.
Well, though.
For her, that was a great night.
Yeah, because he was alert.
This
it
feels
was
so easy.
Got a real low bar.
Yeah, because he was there.
It was.
He's not struggling for his first breath.
Like, truly, truly.
Oh, I just figured it out.
What is it? Tell me.
It's not terrible. I mean,
tell me.
Because she was with a guy that was on drugs the whole time.
Yeah.
So he was probably just like,
right.
Any conversation with him was
right.
You know what I mean? So she probably brought her sober energy down to like, and he was like, and so she just needs to reacclimate
she just needs a nice guy.
Drug world. Yep.
She needs Adam Friedman.
She needs Adam Friedman.
She needs Adam Friedman.
She needs to run away with
she's
Adam
a cat.
Friedman.
She's
beautiful and
how
sweet.
Is she a cat?
She's a neonatal nurse.
Don't be so nice.
She's a neonatal nurse. What's if cool? you had a sick baby,
she's a nice person and she helps
Look,
sick
I'm
babies.
I'm the father of a preemie. I know neonatal nurses are saints, but it's still, let's call it for what it is. She's a dud.
She's a dud.
She's a dud.
Right.
She's a
I
sweet
feel so
dud.
She deserves a really good vibrator.
If she's even another dud.
Even the robot
duds.
Tears, when she was crying, her face wasn't crying. It was just her eyes.
Katie,
like,
is it because
upset?
She's had to deal with so much tragedy with babies?
Katie, what do you think?
And her ODing fiance.
Anna. Katie, what do you think?
I think she's very sweet, but she does have a bit of a lack of personality.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Dud! Westworld called and offered her a job. She's going to be on season 2.
Doing a redo of Battlestar Galactica.
One of the hosts. Take her face off and see the wiring.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, my God, yes.
So then Corinne says, I'd live in a shack with no diamonds for Nick. Who am I? I mean,
and then Christine is like, I've done also shack, no diamonds.
I'm like,
I lived in shack with no shack. How about that? You try that for many days.
Well, a shack made of coal. Shack is mansion to me, you fucktard.
So she decides to take it in her own hands as she heads over to the Hilton in those shoes.
It's the greatest.
Watching
it was the greatest
walk.
One.
Louboutins, baby.
Those, and I texted you. Watching her walk in those heels, it was like, can I say this
yes.
on air? It was like watching the hooker that Christina, like, as escaped having to be in Russia. It was like watching Christina's alter ego and her destiny. It was like this woman, it was like doing what she had to do deep in Russia with her thick heels, stumbling. And the best was her trying to exit. Let's just cut right to the chase.
Oh, the exit.
The doors
she looks like she has a peg leg.
No, but the doors open for her. And she
refuses
them.
She didn't know what it was.
I don't think she'd seen it.
I don't think she'd ever seen that before.
She's used to having the maid open it for her.
Yes.
Yeah. Or was it a heel issue? Did she think she was going to trip through the door?
No, but that one leg on the side, one of her legs, was just... Yeah. Moving in a straight fashion. There was no knee bend.
She's like a newborn fawn or something. Like National Geographic. Yeah. When the baby giraffe doesn't quite have its legs
but
yet.
But it knows that it needs to go blow a bachelor.
The thing about it is, can I just real quick with the heels?
Talk to me.
I always say, like, if I am at an event, because I don't wear heels. For so many different reasons.
You're nice and tall. You don't need heels.
No, I know, but I also have, like, a huge foot. So if I have to get into a heel, I have a size 11.
Okay. I'm a 10. I'm not afraid of it.
Just, I have to drink 3 glasses of white wine so I don't do the newborn cult.
Okay.
Because when the knees knock, and then, but if I have a couple glasses of wine, I can sort of pull it off.
You can drink two
I have to drink 2 walk in heels.
So like a DUI, you're better with 3 glasses of wine.
Well, no, I mean just in heels.
Okay.
But this one... And I think part of it is like, you know, like gay linebacker lady over here.
Yeah, sure.
But this one is
POA,
like petite.
POA.
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 This one is a petite, straight little fawn.
Yeah.
You think she would be able to rock a heel? Like, yeah. I was just surprised.
You think she was born.
She was walking like a E. Foley lesbo.
Yeah, she's been in like a 2 Chainz video, like passed out. Yeah, you'd think
I was surprised by the lack of rocking a heel.
I agree with you. You'd think that would
but
be her whole jam.
I think she's a very young 23. Like, she's sitting in her room eating, like,
cheese.
True.
But you would think for her and her lifestyle that heels would have been introduced very early on in her life, right?
Maybe someone told her she knew what she was doing.
Like at 10, they probably gave her first pair of heels.
Yeah.
And
just
said, you know, it's time for you to go to the debutante ball and lose your V card or whatever they do in Miami at 10.
Let's go dip your vagine in some platinum.
Let's go get it.
Like we do with all of our 10-year-olds.
That's right.
So nothing's more delightful.
So heels
for
her should have been, you would think, second nature.
So she
says, to dip the vagine in platinum.
I'm gonna put my
like,
what's
when
that?
You dip the vagine.
It's just my
little
vagine.
Girl.
It's my favorite Adam Freeman song.
It's like the handicap thing where they like lower the person into the water.
You become a woman now, little girl.
It's that weird Terminator hand. That's what her vagina looks like.
So she says, I'm gonna blow that room up.
It was great. I was laughing so hard.
And she says, I definitely know how to turn on the sex charm. And the best part was he invites her and he's happily surprised after he's eliminated Danielle. And they close in on her dirty feet.
Yes.
She had to wash her fucking feet. Her dirty
feet. I saw that for a hot second,
they
too.
They push in on her sneaky, sneaky dirty. He called her sneaky, sneaky as they're pushing in on her disgusting.
She had like a tar ball or something on the sole of her foot.
I'm doing a play right now where most of the time I am barefoot and her feet look like my feet after scrambling.
Yeah, like she did not bathe before she went over. She was like,
I
told you, you don't want to wash the
pheromones. Why do you have to bathe?
You want to keep your pheromones
pungent.
That stick is coming to your hair. You want to keep it ripe. So she says, I know how to make a man feel good because my heart is gold, but my vagina is platinum. Mm-hmm. I mean, she led with that this season. They knew it was fantastic.
She just repeated it, or is it a
no? They've been playing it from like this season.
So she
on
didn't
the best.
Say it again. It was just another.
We all got excited. Yeah. It's what wet our whistle, thinking it was going to be the best season ever.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Great quote though.
And what is her feminine wiles consist of like this sort of like. Hey, whatever. Like, it's this sort of eye roll, like, meh.
Yeah.
Like, come here. I was like, really? Are people
her seduction
into this?
Technique is yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just availability.
And it's like, it's let's just, go.
You can do this anytime you want.
And
in any orifice.
Anything.
I'm
nothing's
ready for
off
you
limits.
In a bouncy house.
I'm flexible.
I'm ready for you in the, on the
yeah.
On,
like a dirty Dr. Seuss.
Yes. Right. Yes. I got a trench coat. We can do it on a blanket outside
you
and on the driveway.
Anywhere.
I'm ready. I'm good to go. Yep. So that has always been, I think, her closer when it comes to any deal making she's made in Miami, which is just saying yes to the frat boys.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So she goes in and she goes, put your hands on each side, never jiggle lightly, massage. Like, that's what she said. And then
that's when I got really jealous of her, because I was like, you know exactly what you need. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's not what she
needs. Give the directions?
That's not what she needs. It's what she's doing to him. It's like, I think.
Oh, I thought she was telling him, here from now on, make sure you have two hands on me at all times. Don't jiggle anything and lightly massage everything. That's how to get me over the falls. And I was like, I wish I knew it was like that. Because most girls are like, if it's Tuesday, I will tell you.
No.
There's a lunar eclipse.
I felt like she was.
Where's the platinum?
I thought she was describing what she was doing to him?
I felt like she was
describing what she was doing to him.
Yeah, I felt like he was putting his hands on her and then she was lightly massaging.
She was giving him instructions on how to get himself off.
I think she was basically like, hang on to me while I do this to you. Like, you hang on with two hands and like, I will lightly massage.
Never jiggle me. Like, don't jiggle her.
Yeah.
Oh, is she nitroglycerin? What happens if you jiggle her? Does she explode?
Platinum in her vagina might fall out.
Also, just
very unstable platinum.
And he's like, I'm going to go with the jiggle move. Like, is that his go-to?
I was thinking about the jiggle.
Hey, baby.
I
would
never jiggle. I was like,
don't take the jiggle out of my quiver, okay? It's my best move, all right?
You got a platinum vagine. I got this fucking killer jiggle move.
They call me the jiggler.
Who would have guessed that? So then he goes, I don't think this is a good idea. It's very tempting, but I've learned it's always best to wait in these instances. And she just kept going, oh my God, oh my God.
And
this
prior
is
to
so
that,
terrible.
They both say this. This is the sexiest words you ever hear. Very attractive. Very attractive. That's what they both said to each other. I was I've never.
He said, you're very attractive. And she said, I'm very attracted.
Even better. Okay. Oh, that changes everything.
Switching up the tense.
Yeah, that's what she did.
But who does that?
He's an idiot.
Oh, you know you have a very good-looking face. That was. I was like, did you notice you're beautiful? I'm about to cut you.
Yeah. Literally.
And then she says, I tried to do something nice for Nick. This is a disaster. It's like, you mean I tried to blow him and he wouldn't let me. She cannot take any form of anything less than penetration is a disaster.
She just, when you really break it down, it's so sad. Like, it's
tragic,
just really tragic how she is like, she's running a multi-million-dollar company and has no confidence.
She wears a Kabbalah bracelet. I want to point it out. It was on again this week. She's got a full Kabbalah bracelet.
She just wants to literally take the vagine and put it over his face. And that's it.
Early on in her life, she learned her value involves somehow giving up her vagina. That's how she feels like she's accomplished something.
Yeah.
If a boy wants her for that, then she feels like that is my power. And if you take that power away from her, she's at a loss. She doesn't
she
know
just
what
winds
else,
up
what
with
else
a
do I have
stack
to offer?
Of cheese on her head.
If you're not going to use my vagina, what good am I?
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, but she is quirky and funny and strange, and she does have these things going for her, but I don't think she knows it.
No.
I know. I that's why it's so it's demoralizing at the end when you're like, take a step back and you're not making fun of everything and you're like, you're like, she's just broken.
Oh
and
God,
she's
30
24.
Years from now. 30 years from now, what does she think of herself?
I was also looking at her pounding the cheese, and I'm like, in 20 years, she's going to be like 100 pounds overweight. Like, you know, she's a hot piece of ass at 24.
She's got some curves now. She's got some girth, which is good.
It's not going to end well.
She's just going to keep getting bloated if she's pounded the cheese.
Yeah, I tried to pound the cheese in college.
You get real bloated.
At a certain point, you get real bloated.
She's going to be the two divorced cougar at the bar at closing time trying to pick up a young guy who's going to the University of Miami.
Yeah.
Saying, I was on a show that Adam Friedman was
right.
on.
It's a little tarnished now, but it's still platinum.
Yeah. And she's
going to
have a keyboard and just a loose keyboard. Board being like, I'm still running a multi-million-dollar business, and it's just going to be a keyboard at the bar that doesn't plug
it's
into anything.
It's not going to be good.
No.
So then he takes Rachel on a date to the same place he brought Danielle. Like that basket beer. Thing.
Oh, yeah.
I felt
that's
like
a Bimini
like
thing.
Same...
That's a Bimini tradition.
I think that's a Bimini tradition.
Yes,
it
exactly.
felt like when you look closely and they were signing the walls because there was a lot of graffiti behind he and Danielle. I think they went to the same bar. They just didn't point it out. And the bartender gave some advice. And I like the bartender. The bartender, I felt like, gave Jorge a run for his money because Jorge has resigned from Bachelor of Paradise.
No way.
Has he?
He quit. So I'm thinking maybe
he
this.
Quit? Is there.
I think he has like. He's got some business opportunities.
Oh, good for
yeah,
him.
He does. Okay.
What
business opportunities does Jorge have?
The love boat.
He might have asked for a raise.
I'm guessing that's probably what happened. He probably got representation and he wanted a better deal.
I think that's
better
probably
deal.
At least a SAG card.
Paget befriended him. She and her husband went
to the resort. There's pictures at her house of them.
They befriended him and I think they told him that he should like agent up and try to, and so maybe it didn't
she
work.
Ruined
maybe
his life.
But she visits there every year and I bet knowing her, she probably has his contact information, so maybe.
We should find out what happened to Jorge. So he said, make sure he needs you. He doesn't just want you, is what the bartender said to Nick.
Yeah.
And then she wore a skirt, and then...
Who can pull off that outfit? Only
that's
Rachel.
A tough outfit.
And she almost didn't pull it off.
That was when it was the wind was blowing.
It was
thought
like a pair of short shorts and a cape.
It
like
was
an
like
ass cape.
Because I love a skort. I love
is
a
that what it's called?
It's like it's a short and a skort. I love a skort, but that was a tough skort because it was like a cargo short and like a long. That was a tough one to pull off.
I
this
felt like it wasn't
anything.
A skort. I felt like it was something new. Like a what's a short and a cape?
A scape.
Escape.
A shape. A shape.
Like a...
Escape. Escape.
A caport.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Cape and a short. A caport.
You know what? She didn't count on it being that windy when she wore it.
Everybody knows the wind in Bimini.
Everybody's like, you want the
known for its whim and its basket
fare. If you know about the Gateway to the Bahamas, you know that Adam Friedman is going to rock it.
Mm-hmm.
You know
You know, around 5 p.m., that wind's going to kick up. That Bimini wind is going to kick up.
And you know there's not going to be a label that you can see on a beer bottle. It's going to be encased in wicker. You're going to be drinking your beer out of wicker.
Yep. It's an old Bimini trick.
So they go on their thing. He's bringing up her dad, who's going to hate him.
Oh.
Her dad.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him try and wow her dad.
Yeah.
Sir. She wants him to call him sir. The federal
like
judge.
So have you brought a lot of guys home like me? And like, oh, come on, Nick. Yeah. She knows she's black.
Yes.
You know you're white. Can we just have an honest conversation about it at this point? So we got guys, a lot of guys.
Like
who
a
are...
loser?
Yeah,
no.
I mean, that mom
talks to Lockjaw all the time.
A crybaby. A guy who cries all the time and wears Keds and like floral shorts.
To her credit, she knew what he was talking about. It
of
went
course
right
she
to
did.
It.
You
know? Is he going to, what do you think is going to happen now that we know she's.
He's going to get so intimidated. Like,
see, this is,
sir.
But this is where it gets really.
Your Honor.
Like a bummer because we have four left, right?
Yeah.
But then. There's three roses, the shot of the three roses on the plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So
in the coming attractions,
we're saying maybe one of them gets cut, right? So there's
maybe
only three hometowns.
Maybe he tells
hometowns.
Chris Harrison, I only want
there's
only
four
three.
Hometowns. There's four
no,
hometowns.
But
no,
no traditionally,
three
but in the
roses
coming
on the
attractions.
Plate.
I think that's bullshit. I think that's probably for, they have.
But there used to be only three hometowns forever, and the four they just added. The four
it's
has been
three.
A couple of seasons, but there's always three.
The one
three.
That we know is there's no rules. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So he could easily say to Chris B., I'm not feeling it with this girl. Can
you mean
we
they could sit on a capsized boat and have a conversation?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
so regular wait, so we have,
thing
we
is
have
now
Raven,
that we know that Rachel is
Vanessa.
I don't think they're going to leak Rachel and have it Rachel be down to the two.
But right. we have Corinne, Vanessa. So for fantasy suites, we're going to have Corinne, Vanessa, and...
I just don't know if
either
they.
Either that or something terrible.
There's three fantasy suites.
Do you think he's going
to
bring Rachel home, though, is what I'm saying?
No, there's,
because
there
he,
used
no,
to
no.
be three fantasy suites because they used to do it in reverse order.
No,
you haven't been watching
four,
for that long.
They do four hometowns. There's three fantasy suites. There's two that go to his parents.
Yeah, but they're, what I'm saying is I don't know if there's going to be four hometowns because there was only...
I feel like
the
it's
roses
a mislead.
Before.
I feel
it
like it's
be.
A mislead in the same way that it's like he's going to walk out on the girls at the beginning of this week.
It could be a mislead.
I think it's a mislead.
But now they have, you have Rachel because of the leak. I hate the leak. I hate everything about
but
the leak.
Already,
and
why
so,
they
he's already
the leak.
Given the rose to Raven. So the other three, there's three on the plate and it goes to each of them. He's already given one out.
Oh, that's
there's
true.
Four left.
Oh, right.
That's what he said. I don't want to do it in front of everyone.
So now we're going to meet Rachel. What I'm saying is, like, let's say we go to Rachel's hometown.
Yeah.
We all know it's like just fast forward.
Yeah, it's pointless.
We all know it's absolutely pointless.
There must be a reason why they're doing that then. They must
have
leaked
it. They said Reality Steve is about to leak it. I mean.
He did leak it.
First
usually
of all,
they ignore
reality
it, though.
Reality Steve is a douchebag.
Yeah. But
like,
that's a
douchebag. They usually ignore everything
Who's
he says.
Who's Reality Steve?
He's got a very popular
it's
blog.
Some douchey blog.
So yeah, there'll be four.
I'm just pissed because
he does reality
now
show
it's just,
updates
I know. Do they have to go back and, like, edit it all out? Do they ever, you know what I mean?
No, they're doing it as is. I think they're just excited that they have a black bachelorette.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's just, it's, un, it's, I just, I'm disappointed.
It's okay, friend. Really, that's why you have a, that's why you have this safe cubby hole in the comic book
I'm
store.
I'm just going to go to my safe space of Bimini.
Okay. So then he goes to, I don't want to cut her at the rose ceremony. There's three roses left. There's one we've given ready. I'm going to tell her in person. So he goes, where's Christina?
Mm.
Poor Christina. And she said,
she was hiding in the cupboard. Her comfort. Her, she's her safe space. She was in the back of a closet behind some shoe boxes because that's what she's used
to.
She
said, you didn't give me a fair chance. And I want Bachelor in Paradise, Christina, please. She was so sweet.
Was it, did he, it was one, it was either Danielle or Christina where he was trying, but I thought it came out like, oh, he didn't need to say that. It was something like, I think it might have been Danielle. I might have been getting confused, where he was just like, I feel like to get to a place of love or looking for, like, yeah. He really, like, laid it on thick, and he's like, then I don't see it.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was Danielle or Christina, but it was a little bit much.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't necessary.
Wait, I thought that was Christina.
Was it Christina?
I don't know. It's terrible that it's becoming a blur right now.
I don't know the answer.
Well, his
to
closing
that.
Arguments are pretty similar with each and every girl.
I know
girl
they are.
That
they,
yeah.
they do. They
us,
start
so.
Off with words, and
I
then
mean, yeah. like, well, I'm so bad at breaking out. Like, I, that part would kill me.
Yeah,
and you have to do it again and again.
I think he did give her a chance, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
he's just like, she was tough, and she was tough. Like, she was like, I have a lot to offer. It was awful.
It was awful.
I hope she. I
when
hope
she was
she
bent over on the couch bawling with the other girls
was
around
awful
her.
And Raven was,
it looked
Raven
like
was
one of those
her.
National Geographic specials where the troop of monkeys like
it
mourns the dead one that fell out of the tree.
It was
I was like, this is the most.
Because they all love her. She cuddles with them.
She's like a little
it was
doll.
Been teaching them cupboard
it
secrets.
It was awful. It was awful.
Monkey down, monkey down. Yes.
They're all like, they're all like having some moment, some mourning
and then
they're ceremony.
Picking stuff out of her
they
hair.
Were cleaning her and petting her and
they
getting her ready for the funeral. It was
horrible.
Odd.
So you guys, this has been such a joy. I think, I mean, in theory, next week, all four of those girls are getting hometowns.
I suppose that's
I mean,
what
that's
it should
how
go.
It works.
Yeah.
But I can't help but thinking that Rachel's going to be gone sooner than later. If
I
they even
thinking.
If they sent her out on Jimmy Kimmel last night, for
I
God's
know.
Sakes, shouldn't
there's something afoot?
Something's
there's
up.
Something. Yeah. I just don't see him. Meeting the dad and doing all that, knowing what we know. I'm still going to be surprised.
Okay.
I think he's crapping his pants at the thought of meeting her
a
father.
Judge, a federal judge.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. I don't know.
But then there's always three, it just fucks with their thing. There's always only three fantasy suites. So
yeah.
It just fucks with their amounts. But he goes rogue. Who knows with this guy? I just want to, first of all, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure.
We love
always.
May I, and to all of the people out there, it is, we have had so many fun. Okay, I actually learned enough to forward myself some emails. So the emails
yes.
from rosepodcast@gmail.com. Here's some great emails. We got one from a person named Nichelle Rose, new fan. Daniel was amazing. Just wanted to say that I'm a new listener and I am loving your podcast so far. Huge fan of Professor Blastoff and began watching The Bachelor a few years ago due to my love for Kyle Dunnigan, who we adore,
sure.
and his subsequent love for the show. Now I'm hooked. So she checked out the podcast. Happy she did. Thank you for encouraging Daniel for going back to paradise. She really enjoyed it. So thank you for listening, Nichelle. We have another one, which was a Nashville fan. Okay, this is the best. Somebody sent me a photo of the Falcon
so
himself. So Robbie, and we'll put it on our Facebook wall, Robbie from high school, if you remember Theo Vaughn's episode, he was talking about all the guys in JoJo season had their hair like the Falcon.
Right.
So somebody found a photo of the Falcon himself, Robbie, in high school. Look at that.
Wow.
Oh, that's majestic.
Because he's cute, but it's like he clearly doesn't know how to part his
it's
hair.
Like a bird's
it's
nest.
Like parted just straight down.
It's a hat. It's
maybe
a hair hat.
First came the nest,
yeah,
and then the rise
exactly.
of the Falcon.
I think that's Adam Friedman's album.
Yes,
the Rise of the Falcon.
You mean Phoenix? No, I mean Falcon.
Yes.
Then we have Annette Key emailed us. I'm falling in love with your podcast. Hopefully Nick won't send me home. Hey, Arden and friends. I've been a longtime Bachelor fan, but JoJo season, my sister showed me your podcast. I'm officially obsessed. She tore her ACL this December, and as much as it sucks, it's perfect timing because now I can fill some of my time with The Bachelor. Your guys are killing the podcast and The Bachelor game. Keep it up. I can't wait to hear what you think of Jasmine choking Nick. All my love, all my roses, Annette. Team Rachel forever. Thank you for listening, Annette. The best thing that anybody sent me, somebody tweeted me, all other podcasts are pigeons. Your podcast is an eagle. Oh. I mean, are you kidding me? It's the greatest. So thank you, rosepodcast@gmail.com. We appreciate you guys emailing in. We appreciate you guys liking us on Facebook and on iTunes. We got some good comments this week from Boozario. That's ooh, my kind of
God,
name.
I hope that's a real name.
5 stars. Sometimes I don't want to think, and I only want to laugh, and here we are. Thank you. Will you accept this rose? Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. I mean, come on. We have EMT616 says, I love Art of Marine. Well, hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
This podcast is so funny and makes watching Nick as the Bachelor bearable. It's just NC Tibby says, making podcasts great again. I sit through the craziness of The Bachelor just so I can listen to this podcast. It's like breaking down the show with your smarter, funnier, and something friends. Well, or more immature, finger-obsessed friends. Thank you for listening. So will you guys stick around and help pick the tweet of the week?
Tweet of the week.
Here we go. Tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week.
Okay, here we go. Tweet of the week. And this was picked. So they're whittled down by Anna in...
Iran.
She's in Iran, and she's sending these to me, which is amazing. Our first tweet of the week contender is from,
you know who,
Seth Vatt, Basebone One. You can't beat around the bush with Corinne since Raquel already removed it.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That is good.
That is pretty good. Okay. Number two, Christina Gorder Mack at Christina G Mack C Mack. Number of times I predicted Nick would cry tonight. 3. Actual number of times, 4,976.
Good one.
Take the over.
People are on point today.
Yeah.
At Steve Isaac tweeted us, did you notice that Corinne was afraid to walk through that automatic door?
Yes. Yes. I liked that one last night. Too. I was like, yes.
I like that one. Okay. We have Ian Cesara. I want to take Nick home to my family. Okay, wait a minute. You say it out loud in your accent.
I want to take Nick home to family, traditional Russian lipstick dinner, meet no family.
So good.
We have, and finally, we have Carl Clockers. Corinne, after being shut down by Nick, does not compute. Offered platinum, Vagine declined. Error. Wow, we have five really good ones. Okay.
Wow.
Ralph, you get to pick the final two, and then we'll vote. Okay? We have, number one, you can't beat around the bush with Corinne since Raquel already removed it.
Right.
Number two, number of times predicted Nick would cry. 3, actual number of times, 4,976.
Right.
Did you notice that Corinne was afraid to walk through that automatic door?
Mm-hmm.
I want to take Nick home to family. Traditional Russian lipstick dinner. Meet no family. And Corinne, after being shut down by Nick, does not compute. Offered platinum, Vagine declined. Error. What are your top two?
Well, obviously, traditional Russian dinner of lipstick. And then there's the others, in my opinion. But let's go with the bush. Can't beat around the bush because Raquel's already removed it.
Okay, so we have traditional, we have the Russian, and then we have Raquel's already removed it.
Oh, it could have been Foley's delivery, but I'm going with lipstick dinner.
Okay, yeah. Katie.
Lipstick dinner.
Oh, my God. It is unanimous.
Winner, lipstick dinner.
Winner, lipstick dinner at Ian Cesaro.
Winner,
I want to take
dinner.
Nick home to family. Traditional. We say it one final time.
And the winner is, I want to take Nick home to family. Traditional Russian lipstick dinner. Meet no family.
Oh, my God.
You're a little Swedish chef that
Thank
time.
You
I like
so
I
much.
Tried to Drip add dinner. A little in.
You guys, please email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Tweet at us, hashtag WYATR. Thank you so much for listening. We just adore you guys. Ralph, Kirsten, thank you so much for so lending fun. Your wisdom. Anytime. We just love you. And
thank you for accepting me.
Oh, yeah. Traditional lipstick dinner. I've been so patient. Except
you don't give me fucking rose.
I asked for a rose, no rose.
You did not give me chance.
I put lipstick on because if I get hungry, I also eat it. Yeah. I already said yes, I accept the fucking rose.
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.